You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Tuesday afternoon. I'm in Milford at a Farm Credit Illinois meeting. We're now joined by Don Day. He's at Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon to you, Don. What a gorgeous day it here it is in the Midwest.
Yes, enjoying not a bad looking late January day at all. Southwest winds are going to be warming our temperatures up a little bit more here towards midweek before we colder weather arrived this weekend.
We'll get back to that in a minute, but let's go where the action has been, both for the CME Group and I think for meteorologists following agriculture to South America, Argentina in particular. They've been dry. The forecast have flipped and flopped. I think the last time I heard, they were not expecting rainfall for at least 7 days. What can you tell me?
Well, there is very little in the way of any significant or widespread rainfall for Argentina over the next week or so. There is going to be one area in north central and northwest Argentina that is starting to look like it's got a chance of maybe getting some rainfall here over the next 5 or 6 days. The better rains, which has been the case for most of the seasons, have been up north into Brazil. That general trend could continue. So stressful dry conditions in Argentina will grow, although there might be a small portion of northwest Argentina's growing areas to get a little bit.
Better rains, you said, in parts of Brazil. They've been wet trying to get their harvest started. Better rains, but are they enough to keep them out of the field?
Yeah, I think in areas of Brazil that look like there may be some problems being too wet would be the northern growing areas. We don't expect anything excessive in the central and southern growing areas of Brazil. But there is going to be some rainfall just about overall in Brazil, favoring the north.
And then come here to the United States. Tell me about the weather forecast we have for maybe the next 10 days in the Midwest.
Well, we are going to be looking at winter doing a reboot. Basically, what we see coming into the first week of February is going to be somewhat similar to what we saw in late December and early January, which is the reintroduction of some Arctic air moving into the nation's midsection. While we may not, at least here in the next, let's say, week, see severe bitter cold like what we saw in late December and early January, certainly a trend to colder than normal temperatures are coming, with more cold likely coming towards the middle of the month. So the February that we see unfolding for the lower 48 states is going to be in contrast to the last two. The winters of 16 and 17, the months of February, those 2 years, were warmer than normal. Looks like this year temperatures are going to trend towards the colder than normal side.
And along with that, we probably should check in very quickly on the hard red winter wheat growing areas from Texas to where you happen to live. Lack of snow cover, it's all been awfully dry, and cold weather could be a problem.
It will be. Unfortunately, the signature of dryness, which is something due you would expect in a La Nina, which we're in, is continuing in those areas. The driest areas of Colorado, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas, there is a little bit of precipitation in the forecast, but more often than not, they're going to be drier than normal over the next 10 to 14 days. The areas that are going to be favored for better precipitation will stay north and west of those areas.
Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate you being with us for the day.
Thanks, Don.
That, of course, is Don Day. He is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Look us up online at willag.org, W-I-L-L-A-G.org. It is public radio for the farming world.